The Big 8 Morning Mess with Mark Kay and Megan. Time for...
Am I wrong?
Madison joins us for Am I Wrong? Hi, Madison. What's up?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're good.
We are good. Yeah, we're a little wet, but we're good. What's going on with you today? You having trouble?
So first of all, thank you for having me on because I love this show. I love Am I Wrong? And I need to know, am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, all right, first of all, who's your big argument with?
It's my husband, Brett.
Okay. And what's Brett doing that's really ticking you off?
Well, I mean, he never tells me that he loves me. He told me that he loved me the day we got married.
Uh-huh.
He told me, like, he used to tell me more when we were dating, but then we got married. Even then, it wasn't that much. But we get married, he told me the day we got married, and then I basically never hear it from him anymore. And I tell him I love him all the time.
Right.
And, because I do. I mean, and I, you know, I'm pretty sure he loves me, but I just want him to say, who knows? I don't know. People change.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't love you anymore, and that's why he's not saying it. Have you thought of that?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that. Like,
oh, okay.
He's the same guy, but it's just so frustrating.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
When was the last time he said, I love you? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do, because he says it so infrequently. It was last Christmas.
Last Christmas?
Yeah, like 2015 Christmas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Huh, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be a Christmas present.
No.
I love you. It's not supposed to be a Christmas present.
All right, hold on. Wait, his name's Brett?
Yeah.
All right, let's call Brett here and find out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Brett.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
That's great news, Brett. Good to hear.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, listen, Brett, we have a quick question for you. Can we talk to you for a minute?
All right. Who the hell is this?
Oh, sorry. I should probably tell you. Megan, yeah, you tell him.
Okay. We're Mark Kay and Megan. We're from the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hi.
It's a radio station.
Why call me?
Well, we have your wife, Madison, on the phone, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is going on, guys?
Well, Madison just wanted to know why you hate her so much.
Say that again.
Madison wanted to know why you never tell her you love her.
What are you doing calling us in? I don't love you.
Why don't you say it more frequently? She said you only said it, like, when you got married and then, like, on Christmas one time.
Well, that's what I just said. I said I love you, and I said it when on our wedding day, and I said no.
Yeah, but, Brett, you're supposed to love me every day. I don't think you're saying I love you.
You don't think I love you every day.
Like a Christmas present.
You need to call a radio station and say I love you every day.
You know I love this show, and I just thought it would be kind of fun. Like,
what show? You never talk about this show. I say I love you more than you talk about the show.
Okay, all right, hang on. Okay, now I'm just personally offended.
No, we're offended.
Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Who's right, who's wrong? How often should you say, I love you? And Brett, you're saying, look, just because I don't say it doesn't mean I don't do it.
I said it's called Brett is Right, Madison's Wrong.
Okay.
I say I love you.
Okay, all right. Hang on one second. We have some people on the phone. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. October.
It's me.
Hi, October. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Driving to school today.
Oh, yay. By the way, that's my favorite month.
Yes. Yeah. That's my birthday month.
Mine, too. When's your birthday, October?
October 22nd.
Oh, my God. October 26th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're like twins. All right, October, what do you want to say about this whole situation this couple's having? He never says, I love you. He said it when they got married and, you know, every now and then.
Okay, so I was totally like, I have to call on this. Because I actually, my man, we are fiancé'd up. We're engaged.
Nice.
He was very honest. Like, he's like, I'm not going to be saying that all the time. And it's funny because I'm not a mushy-mushy either. But I think that you can feel those moments when you're supposed to say it. Like, there's times when we say it and it's perfect. But I don't just wake up every day and say it and... before we get off the phone, you say it. It's like if you have that chemistry, you know when the time is right.
Really? So, that's interesting.
What if he only said it to you on Christmas?
If he only said it to me on Christmas, I would probably be a little offended, but yeah. I would have already come and asked him what's going on with it. I'd be like, you know, is this your example of not saying it all the time? And if that's what it was, then I guess that's what it is.
So how often does he say it to you?
I would say we end up saying it at least 2 to 4 times a week.
Oh, okay. So it's weekly at least.
Yeah. You know, I mean, every day, though, you know, you can't force the I love you. So that's the thing. You just can't force him. If that's how he feels, if that's when he feels compelled to say it, that's when he feels it. You got to take it for what that is.
Okay.
All right. That's good. That's a good point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I feel like you should be compelled to say I love you every day.
I say it every day.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like not even a thought.
No. Yeah. That's the thing. Carrie from the South Side. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Carrie. What's your take on this whole issue?
I say you should say I love you as much as you say good morning or hi to each other.
As much as you say hi.
Or good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just not, it doesn't even cross your mind as being something to think about.
I think good morning you would say once a day.
Well, you should at least say I love you once a day.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I tell my wife I love her all the time because, you know, I don't want her to be mad at me. And also, I do love her.
Right.
Those are the two best reasons.
Well, it's nice to hear. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, at least once a day.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Carrie. We really appreciate it. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. What's your take? How often should you tell someone you love that you love them? What do you want to say, Rhonda?
I wanted to say that I think the guy should tell the girl that he loves her every day. You know, I mean, if he truly loves her.
Right.
Even if he doesn't truly love her, it'll just cut down on the arguments.
That's true. That's yeah.
I just
true.
Feel like it should be natural. It should be something that just comes to mind without even like having to think about it.
Like if you don't naturally want to tell someone you love them, maybe you don't love them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Christy from Amelia Island.
Hello.
Hi, Christy.
How are you?
We're good. How are you, Christy?
I'm great.
Oh, good. What do you think about this whole telling you I love you every day or more than once a year?
Well, I agree you should say it, but I think actions speak louder than words. And if he's showing in actions, then that's more meaningful than the word I love you.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
it gets too routine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too routine to go. It's just like good morning. I mean, you could just walk down the road, like, good morning, and really not even know what you're saying because it's routine.
Yeah, but you wouldn't just walk down the road going, I love you to people.
Well, I know.
I mean, unless you're really creepy. Oh, that'd be a good YouTube video. I'm going to do that later and
see
what happens.
Mark's already making it.
I'm going to walk down the street and be like, I love you. See what happens. Rebecca from Trenton.
Yes.
Hi, Rebecca. Trenton, New Jersey?
Trenton, Florida.
Oh, Trenton, Florida. Where's Trenton, Florida? I don't even know where that is.
It's about 30 miles west of Gainesville.
Oh, got it. Cool. I try not to go too far west of Gainesville. But anyway, come on. What do you want to say?
I don't think that you should have to tell somebody that you love them every day. You're together. You know you love each other. And you do things on a daily basis to show each other that you love you. Hmm. And if you say it every day, it makes those moments when you just have that overwhelming feeling. It just makes it cheaper. It just makes the whole statement cheap.
But if you had sex every day, would that make it cheaper?
Actually, yeah, because then it would become an expectation instead of that moment when you just, you know, really want to be together.
Well, good thing I don't have sex every day then. Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling.
God.
Makes that annual, never mind. Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, great, Rob. What'd you want to say?
I was just going to, I kind of disagree with some of those young guys, that young lady who was talking about, I love you, you know, because you need to tell your family that and your loved ones that every single day, because, you know, we could all get killed in traffic or something. Yeah, I had a buddy that he told his mom, they had an argument, and he told his mom to go F off, and she died in a car accident.
I mean, that's worst case scenario.
Yeah, I don't know that that's... I mean, that's really going to not happen to everybody, I hope.
Yeah.
But could you imagine that we never know when it's our time, you know
that's
what I mean?
True. James, are you in your car right now?
I am.
Well, listen, buddy, drive safely, and I love you.
Oh, my God.
All right, man. Hey, we'll talk to you later.